this is Mary Ellen Angel Scribe welcoming you to another hour of Metaphysical Straight Talk from the Heart. ATIRA's program is dedicated to teaching us about the unseen world of spirit and angels and how they interplay in our lives. Please do not phone in today for a psychic reading. I'm neither a psychic nor a medium. You might say I'm a rare woman, but I'm definitely not a medium. So please hold any personal questions until ATIRA returns next week. She's got some laryngitis. That's why she's not here today. She's saving her voice because she has a special event to do on Friday with Julia Ingram in Seattle. The second part of today's show is reserved for listeners to call in with their questions. Well, that is, unless you hear me panicking and time dangles and I run out of words to say, but as you know, that might be difficult. But if it happens, don't call 911. Call BBS immediately so they can help me out. Now, most of the listeners know that I'm the best-selling author of Expect Miracles and A Christmas Filled with Miracles. There are still copies left, that's my commercial, and I'm willing to autograph them and send them on to you, so check the webpage Angel Scribe for that. That's where Tira and I are both listed. Many of you are also readers of the Angels and Miracles Good Newsletter, and I'm waving. It's finally nice to meet you over the air. Also, my new adventure is writing Pet Tips and Tales column. It's a newspaper column to put a giggle into the residents in Cottage Grove, Oregon, in our little tiny local newspaper. And it educates the next generation of pet guardians, too. Now, and some of the pet tips and their tales are posted on the website for fun. It's some nice photos of animals, too. I've been sharing Angels and Miracle stories weekly over the Internet for 11 years. My, how time flies when you're having fun. It's an intentional, chosen, volunteer act of kindness to the world, and definitely one of the vehicles that the angels can use as they teach and uplift us all. During the show today, check out our website, as I mentioned, Angel Scribe, because I'm the writer, for your free informational newsletter from either ATIRA or myself or both of us. Briefly, it might be wise to mention that in the darker days of winter and after any holiday when sugar is involved, my Chinese herbalist says that depression is rampant. Apparently, sugar has the effects of depressing us emotionally, and ice cream is one of the worst. He recommends eating small amounts of short-grain brown rice for its calming vitamins, but mostly eating a diet mixed with vegetables and proteins to bring the body back into balance, and he really suggests avoiding all the leftover holiday candy. We all know that historically going for a walk elevates endorphins, and it might be a way to meet a new friend. Walking also is a time that the angels can talk to us because our mind goes quiet. We're breathing slower, well, if you're not going uphill, but you're just breathing differently than you normally would, and the tension release, and you look about the wonders around you. And it can become a spiritual exercise, walking, not just a physical one. At lunch today, I walked in 40-degree temperatures in the rain. And you might think it would be too much work to get all bundled up and go out in the rain. But you know, actually, it rests your mind, invigorates both your body and your spirit. Now, sugar seems to elevate anger in children like alcohol does in adults. I read on the Internet recently about the homeopathic remedy Nux Vomica. That's N-U-X, Vomica. I even took it myself because I was feeling really irritable and angry, and it was just like pulling the plug out of the sink. It immediately it lifted that kind of energy. Now, today's show is on how the angels work in our lives. Specifically, I want to illustrate how they come through, what their energy feels like, and what they sound like to some of us. Now, we all wish that we had ATIRA's over-the-top amazing gift of seeing angels. She describes them in such beauty, and I've encouraged her to share this with everyone in the book that we are working on. For example, when I was recuperating from surgery and the fear of cancer, which, by the way, is much worse, the fear, than the actual surgery, she would come into my room at night and sit beside me and describe the angels. It was like listening to the best bedtime story ever. ATIRA would see the angels come in. She'd tell me how many there were. She'd describe what they were wearing. Some were in flowing robes. Some were transparent. Oh, my gosh, I have to tell you, once she walked to the bathroom, she came out and goes, ooh, just like Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost. And she says, I told you our rule is, you know, don't touch. And here, there were so many in the room she had walked through, and gives her the shivers. Anyways, but the one thing that she noticed is, whatever your favorite color is also the predominant color of your angels. So, Atira would go into great depths at night and explain who the angels were, who had prayed for them to come to sit by me and tend to me, and then she shared what each angel said. I got to tell you, people ask often, what's it like to be Atira's best friend? It's magical. It's nothing short of magical. She brings what we all believe in our heart into reality. She makes all the Disney shows you see with Tinker Bell and the magic the kids see and the kids who have telepathic gifts, she makes that appear normal and real. Now, how can you tell if an angel is actually talking to you? Simply, love permeates their words. People ask about dark angels, but I always want to ask them, why are you even thinking of dark angels? If an angel is a dark angel, doesn't that automatically eliminate them from the angelic realm? Angel words are gentle, soft, and kind. You can feel them in your heart center. They resonate in your soul as truth. You will notice by the angel writings today that this is so. By the way, I think I've got 30 lined up for you. Today's show topic is on how to hear the angels telepathically in your heart and the magic that doing so creates in your life. How I hear the angels is, it's as if I'm a harp, and they're a harp, and they strum a note of communication. And when they do so, it's like that same, I'm not musical, so you just have to imagine this, that same harp string within me starts to resonate. And as it starts to vibrate, words form, and they come three at a time, sometimes four at a time. And I write their words down. And the more you do it, the clearer it gets. But it's a telepathic communication with your heart. A lot of people think it would be with the head, and it may well be for some people. But for me, it happens to resonate in my heart. So you might call those heart-centered writings. I have 900 heart-centered angel writings. They're perfect for a series of books. But until that day that it happens when they're published, I'll continue to share them over Angel Scribe newsletters, because what is the good of them sitting in a folder underneath my bedroom drawer when they could be touching and moving and healing hearts around the world. Now, because the writings come in a meditative state, they're like dreams. You know how you wake up and the dream evaporates? It's like cotton candy. Once you've written the writing, they dissolve from your memory. Now, when I reread a message, as you'll be hearing today, just as Atira is jealous of my gift when she hears them, so would I be. I often read them and go, if I didn't write that myself, I'd be jealous. Now, it's baffling that they come through the pen that I'm holding. Excuse me. They're beautiful, they're poetic, they're kind, and they have their own rhythm. So as I read them, you'll pick up on that. I can do as many as possible during the day, but I usually like to do one in the morning, and I like to read you Seeking the Shore of God's Love. The soft veil of love lifts as a gentle cloud of compassion surrounds, and you know you have walked into a meadow of divinity. One sacred step forward, one long journey to arrive, one moment in an eternity of thoughts, one breath in a lifetime of breathing, one second of soul-touching experiences to light the rest of the past journey, a desire to exceed, a need to succeed in walking in the presence of God, a yearning to have your soul float in an endless sea of sacred energy and rest on the shores of God's love. Seek no more. Welcome back to the journey. Amen. So from that, you can tell from the flow. That's how I hear them, three words at a time, sometimes four, never a whole paragraph, never a full sentence. I don't know what the topic is. I don't know where it's going. And a lot of times, I argue in my mind, too. With them, I go, we used that word in the last writing. And they go, okay, and they give me another one. So angels have a sense of humor. And here's a message, a job description for earth angels directly to people. And oftentimes, they will start with the word, dearest ones. And I've connected with several people who do angel writings, and it comes through exactly that same way to them. Dearest ones, when your heart fills with the music of angels, it expands like an ever-growing bonfire, a beacon. The light of your energy radiates out through vibrations and touches and uplifts others. What a gift to affect changes, positive changes in others' life. Peace is attained by passing it from your heart center to others. Some need to be taught what peace is and how to attain it. Close your eyes. Pretend you are as light as a feather, and you are a feather in the wing of an angel. You are part of the beauty and strength and direction of this angel. As a human, you are too. Ask the angel to use you as a feather to help carry him or her to where prayers are heard so you can be an earth angel to the prayee. Each morning upon awakening, ask to be a divine vehicle for God and the angels and spirit to move through in wondrous ways and be prepared for miracles to manifest through you and for you. God and the angel and spirit need humans to be their arms and hands to aid others. It might as well be you. To get a job, you need to apply. To become an earth angel, you need to ask. Enjoy the magic. Love from the light. And that's often how the angels will end. Sometimes with amen, sometimes love from the light, and sometimes, for me, it's the ladies of the light. My husband always jokes and says the reason I have so many angels is I need them more than others. I want to mention, too, about prayer. The angels write about prayer quite often. And Atira said when I had the surgery and was recuperating, she could see prayers come in. They come in like little pink sparkle lights, like 4th of July sparkles. But the angels would carry the message. And once there was an angel standing through my bed, and she had said that she was sent because so many people had prayed. And so I said to Atira, well, where did she come from? And Tira got really quiet and that faraway look in her eyes as she's listening intently. And I thought she was going to say, you know, maybe, you know, like Pat and Shehala Center. But she says, I come from the feet of God. And was like, oh, my gosh. So I had a good cry on that. Now, here's on prayer. Pray for gentleness. Pray for compassion. Pray for kindness. And pray for courage to share them with others. Pray for what is right and good and inspires and uplifts others to become the norm. Pray for the families to find peace amongst themselves. We're all brothers and sisters to each other. Pray that we know world peace. Pray for hate-filled to become love-filled. Pray for the angry to dissolve peace of mind. Pray for those you love, and most of all, pray that you realize how lovable and loved you are. Wake in the morning with a prayer in your heart and sweetness on your lips. Speak your truth. Shine your light. This we pray for you. Amen. So that's another way that the angels can come through. Now, a lot of you are already doing this in your life. You can. It's so natural. Like when it happened to me, I went, oh, I've been doing that. I thought it was going to be a great big deal. And when I realized how simple it was, it just flowed faster and faster. So, and Trudy Griswold, who brought up this point on the Angel Cruise that Itira and I took on several years ago, we cruised with her and her wonderful sister, Barbara Mark, that has since passed. She said the angels repeat things three times just to make their point. First, they give you words in three or four words at a time, but they repeat something three times in a row. And it was amazing to literally travel the world, meet people from the other side, and they were receiving their messages identical to the way I was on the Pacific Northwest. Now, let's start. How do we hear the angels? And I mentioned the surprising thing is you may be already hearing them, and it's so normal and natural to you that you too don't know it. The first time I wrote down a message, it was startling because it was so familiar. And I'd like to ask, do you sew? Are you creative in the kitchen? Are you great with woodwork, or do you build things? Are you a writer or maybe an artist? What's your hobby? Often this is the time that the angels work through you. Now, when you're concentrating on your hobby or your creation, you're actually channeling. You're letting the creativity flow, and things that you had not thought of 5 minutes ago now seem to come to you so easily when you implement them. Even a plumber, when he's working on something and he can't figure it out, all of a sudden he'll come up with a doodad that he can put two pieces together and have things work. A lot of inventions happen that way, too. Oh, gosh, I remember I had a job once, and can you visualize me as a collection clerk? I was a collection clerk for BC Hydro, a power authority on Vancouver Island. And my current job as a switchboard operator went out the window with modern technology, so I was scrambling for a new job. And this one as collection clerk came up, and I thought it would be a challenge. I was so innocent in those days. Anyways, I knew nothing on how it worked or how to do it. I could hardly speak my own mind at the time, let alone ask people for money they owed. So imagine going hello to everybody from, hey, have you paid your bills? It was a big jump. Anyways, there were 33 computer pages every morning sitting on my desk at work. It was overwhelming. Each page was full from top to bottom of people who were in arrears. It was a small town. It was 1 square mile. And you know what? You meet almost everybody at the grocery store. I more than once took my buggy down a different aisle. And then the oddest things started to happen. Each morning, seconds before awakening in that transition state, I'd be told what to do at work. I thought it was odd, but I'd go into work, and I would do what they had said. And usually it was a really simple thing to implement. It wasn't humongous. It was something natural, something I could do easy. And oftentimes, it was on a kind way to treat people and how to motivate them. Well, in 3 months, the morning computer page of 33 had dwindled down to just 9. And most people were within an acceptable delay of receiving their bills. Then the problems really began. Can you imagine this? The managers all over British Columbia began phoning me and asking my boss how I was accomplishing the feat. Well, he didn't know. I hadn't told him. So he passed the calls on to me. And here are these people I had known about for years and years and years because my dad had worked for BC Hydro. And I was like, I dreamt it. They didn't believe me, but honest, I did. So you can channel if you're having trouble at work. You can ask the angels to bring forth the information. I remember the time when I was recuperating from cancer, and I said, dear angels, here's the scoop. I need it in dream state. I need to know what to do. I don't need it one of those fluffy dreams where it's your house, but it's not your house. You're going up the road, but you've never been there, and all of a sudden the scenery is at the beach, but you're really in New York. You know, I didn't need one of those disjointed puzzle dreams. I needed it plain and simple. And they came through with a dream on tapioca. They told me exactly what to do and how to go about it. And I wrote that in a newsletter that's posted on the website with just use your control F key and type in tapioca on the Angel Scribe website. Anyway, so the guides were helping me out at work, and the folks were paying their bill, and my methods helped the people who were feeling overwhelmed and burdened with their finances deal with their situation in a kind way, in a way that they felt respected. It was so natural. So remember, in your work, in your hobby, and even smarter ways to deal with your children, with your relatives, the angels may be whispering in your ear already. But to start, I opened the book. It was written in 1987, Opening to Channel. It was one of the only books available at that time on how to communicate with the other side, or with your guide. Since then, there's tons of books. Hay House at hayhouse.com has a lot you can go look at. They've got gifted teachers. But in there, Sanaa Brewin and Dwayne Parker said that you think of something joyful, something happy. You get into a gentle, quiet, meditative state. You can put on your favorite music. And mine was The Fairy Ring by Mike Roland. If you haven't heard that literally goes inside your heart and just puts your being at peace. And if you know anybody who's really sick, you play the fairy ring. It helps them sleep through the night. It's such a calming effect. So I invited my husband up. I was going to be this great, great channeler. I knew information was going to come through. I knew it was my destiny. And so he had a tape recorder ready in case I said anything profound. Well, of course, nothing happened. And so I wrote some questions down for him to ask me my deep meditative state, which I never got into. And he asked the questions, and nothing happened. Well, he's got a very short attention span for things like this. So he left the room, and I've got tenacity. So I picked up my pencil because they said things will go through your mind, and it'll be like, feed the cat, remember to buy the wallpaper, take the dog out, you know, drop the key off, get the bread, things like that. And they suggested writing it down. Well, there were these three pesky words, and they wouldn't go away, and they were wrecking my concentration. And they just kept floating in and out of my mind. And the only way to get them to go away was to write them down. So I wrote down, welcome to the light. Wait a minute. And then from that moment on, when I recognized what was happening and how simple it was, It was easy to move forward, and I just wrote what was in my heart center. So, like I said, many of you do it. And you don't need to necessarily even read a book or have a friend stand by with a tape recorder that gets bored really fast. Just pick up a pen and begin. Ask the angels, what do you want me to know? And then wait quietly. Listen with your heart and write down what it might sound like your own imagination. This voice is so subtle. It's like a raindrop falling down a window, something you've been aware of but you never focused on. And by the way, that was just channeled. See how beautiful that is? Like a raindrop falling down a window. You can literally see it gliding down as you focus on it with all the busyness in your life around you. Now, spirituality is different for everyone. We all experience everything 100 different ways. After a while, the angel vibration words formed in my heart center. Then they began to show up in my third eye like a TV set. My eyes were open, but I was starting to see in the most beautiful and amazing ways. They would draw pictures like those words, the raindrop coming down the window. And I could start to see the mountains they were describing, the sky, the snowflakes, the way they were drifting and moving and twirling. That's how the angels come through to you, and they're picturesque. The other thing that they seem to do is they speak to everybody. So when you hear an angel writing, you hear it one way, and the person next to you hears it another way, but it's what you both need. Now, here's one called reverence. And all of God's angels bowed their heads in reverence. Humbly they acknowledge the seekers of faith. They see your inner desire to believe in the unseen, to follow divine energy and guidance, and they rejoice to know in your heart and inner soul that there is a greater weave to the fabric of your life, to follow its thin thread sets you on your spiritual path. When you stand in the radiant light of God and Spirit, all that is, for you, you shine. You shine your light to the world. You are following your sacred path. Your inner light glows warmly, and your outer light can be seen in the heavens. And all of God's angels bow at your radiance and courage to stand out and be seen by your fellow man as an example, as a guide, as a miracle maker, as a lighthouse to others in the times of storms in their lives. Bless your angelic heart. All from the light, amen. Now you see, when you send me an email and I respond back, it's usually with bless your angelic heart. I didn't make that up. It was channeled several years ago, back actually in September 2002. Now here's another warm, fuzzy. It's called God's Love, and it's from September 3rd, 2002. The love of God encircles and enfolds you. It wraps you like a warm and fuzzy blanket. No weight, no worries, just gentle protection. The love of God carries you out of one experience to the next, a reliable source of energy and inspiration. When all else falls away and you feel lonely and lost, there is but one thing left, the love of God, for you sip on his or her nourishment and carry on. When your heart aches for love from another person or from yourself, know that your plate is ever full of divine nourishment. Feast on the ethers of this endless love for inner strength and courage as you go about your day. Oh, okay, here's a fabulous one that you can imagine. So close your eyes. It's called Dancing Angels. When all of God's angels dance, the energy of their love swirls and twirls and pirouettes. As they sway and waltz, the love in their heart radiates out and is caught by the universal winds and is carried far and wide. Their love, their joy, their blessings encircle us, enfold us, inspire us, protect us, and give us the hope and support we need through the... okay, I lost my spot. Playing little music. That we need through our prayers. When the angels join hands and bow their heads in reverence, the spark of God in their heart beams in ours. We come away with a new direction and perspective. When all of God's angels stand in awed, inspired silence, they are like a great wall covering your earth. They stand not to divide, but to support in a holy show of love. That's the other thing. Angels are all about is love, love, love. And if you happen to go to an angelic mystic like Atira and you come away feeling confused, hurt, lost, or full of fear, you have not been in the presence of something that is spiritual, God brings calmness to you. That would be my secret. Here's another angel writing. It all starts, and you know it. It starts and you wonder, now what am I supposed to do with it? And it won't quit. And you are left in confusion and deeper questions than you had yesterday. Questions that stir your heart and mind. Questions about life, the universe, and what is man's spiritual nature. Each question is like a mosquito itch. The more you scratch, the more you need to itch. As your questions are answered, the more the questions they produce, and there is no stopping them. Like links to a chain, each connected and intertwined with the next, will you ever be satisfied? Will all your questions ever be answered? Is there one last question to all the questioning? And from our hearts, we say, no. Questions are good to keep you on focus, on track, on your path. Their very nature holds you to your integrity and moral goal. Your goal is to better understand God's kingdom and existence and your place in the scope of it all. You can't question that. All from the light, amen. So do you see how they used one sentence, several words, but they said it three times in a row. Now, I have a little commercial for Atira. You know, she's a fabulous reader. And she's going to be in Seattle with her voice on Friday from noon to 2, and it's only $5. Julie Ingram, who co-authored The Messengers, is going to be teaching about past life regression. So let me see. I want to give you the right time for that. Oh, if you email me at maryellen@angelscribe.com, if you haven't received a newsletter, I'll send you a copy, and it's got all the times, the dates, and the website. And East West Bookstore that's holding it is, that's their website, is eastwestbookshop.com. And Julia Ingram will be there, and the Heaven and Astrology are there, along with Atira. And then Atira is going down to Florida. She'll be in Orlando for a workshop weekend with G.W. Harden. That's February 24th, 25th. That's going to be awesome, by the way. If you've ever been to any of the lectures at G.W. Harden, the other co-author to The Messengers, he's done phenomenal, mystical and magical things happen. It just, you walk away feeling like a new, inspired, and different person. So, and also, because I live in the Pacific Northwest, I must know about 125 psychics and mediums, and no one compares to Tira's gift and accuracy. Okay, two do, John Holland, Gordon Smith, but you can't get into them. I think they've got like a four-year waiting list. So sometimes I'll ask four of my psychic friends the same question if I've lost something or a health question or something on my cat. And every single time I get four different answers, and every time Atira is the only one who gives the answer that comes true. So she's proved herself. Now, she's an approved Edgar Cayce Association reader, and she's a sought-after speaker on spirituality and metaphysics. And as you know, she's just magical. See, when she comes on a show like this, her and Dom, they just talk and they say everything. I had to write things down since this morning. So check out about it here on angelscribe.com. And if you want a reading, a blow-your-socks-off reading, they're $100 for 45 minutes. And then she'll send you an audio tape, which is fabulous. I can't tell you how many times people have got a hold of me afterwards and said everything she said when they listened to their tape like 5 years ago came true. Or they'll say four of the five things came true, and I'm just waiting for the last one to happen, and they'll book another reading, several months down the road there. So I've seen her actually change lives. It's like she flips your heart energy. It's like she opens the door so you can see clearly to move through. And if there's things that have been holding you down since your childhood that you're even unaware of or you are aware of, she has a way of speaking so that it's almost like hitting the delete button on your computer. You just move forward with a lot of peace. And now the insight she gives into your current life situation is helpful and offers a lot of clarity. Oh, she's amazing with passed over loved ones, too. I remember she said my grandmother was standing in front of her with a newspaper and shaking it and pointing to all excitedly going front page, front page. I'm like, hey, I'm a housewife. How will I ever get on the front page of newspaper? Well, my local newspaper wasn't doing so well. Instead of complaining, I took my little 3-megapixel camera, went out and took photos around town and started writing itty-bitty stories. And before I knew it, I'm on the front page. And then here today, I get a paper from Creswell, Oregon, and one of my fire photos is on the front page of that. So it's here is amazing. And if anybody's ever had a reading and wants to talk on how fantabulous she is, I would appreciate you giving us a jingle now. And your phone number is on the newsletter I just sent you, and it's also on the front page of BBS Radio. So that would be great. I'm dangling. Let me see. I'm going to read you some more angel writings. God's brilliant. Dearest children of the light, you wonder what your life purpose is. You wonder where your gateway to your pathway of your mission of life is. And we say, stop. Look down. Take a deep breath and focus. Your feet are led forward by the pure intentions of your heart. Follow the direction of your heart and your feet will automatically choose the right direction, the right path. You will not walk as a lost soul in the forest of life, one large circle. Oh, let me just finish reading this and then I'll talk to our guest. Always coming back to the same starting point. Once the compass direction of intent is set, like a migratory bird, you will hold steadfast to the chosen direction of your heart. Remember, not everyone has your intentions and integrity. Everyone is on their own path of spiritual choice. Most of the greatest leaders blaze their own trails in the world, holding God's and spirit's light up for many, high for the many followers who did not have the insight to move on their own, but have the wisdom to follow brilliance. Whatever you choose, whatever direction you walk, know that it is a life mission and choice of your inner soul. Amen. Now, who's our caller?
Hi, it's Pat from Chehalis.
Hi, Pat from Chehalis.
Hi. Your comment on Atira's reading made me think. My husband had a reading from her, and it was so beautiful. Her voice is just, it's so gentle and so kind, and she doesn't mince words. She's the real deal. She tells you exactly what is happening. And, you know, a lot of times people can't imagine that someone can deliver a message and get across without sternness in their voice. But
she's so young. I remember my niece had a reading with her once, and she said, it was like she knew me.
Pardon me?
The niece said, it was like she knew me.
Oh, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And deeper than you know yourself, because I think she connects honest to goodness on a soul level.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened in the way she's explained it is, she never reads anybody without their permission.
Right.
And so when you're in her presence, don't think she's reading you. But if your angel basically taps on her angel's shoulder and said, would you please, just like kind of on the Whoopi Goldberg scale, would you please have Atira tell my entities something, then she will relay that message. And she's accurate, because I remember when my daughter was 8 years old and we popped by Atira's, and we were all outside and Atira went into get something, and my daughter used the washroom, and then she comes out ahead of Atira and she says, Mommy, who's that man that talks? And then Auntie Atira says the same thing that the man says. I was like, wait a minute, nobody's in that house but the two of them. And that was the first time Atira realized that somebody else could hear her angel. But the fact was, it also let me know that Atira wasn't mincing words. She was saying it exactly how the angel gave it to her.
That's exactly right. And the truth rings true.
Mm-hmm.
That's just all there is to it. You know, you cannot argue with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I just wanted to call and share with you that we were both just so wonderfully pleased with the reading that she gave, and she was so right on everything.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Now, how long have you been reading the Angels and Miracles newsletter?
Oh, my heavens. That's got to be, at least 8 years and probably more.
That's amazing.
Probably more.
It's an honor to know that people are reading it and enjoying it. I know you love the animal pictures, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that I do. Well, I'll get off here so someone else can call, but I just wanted to call and share that with you.
Thank you very much for calling down from Washington.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Pat. So that was a nice surprise to have Pat give us a jingle. She also proofreads my newsletter, so she's dedicated. Now, here's another angel reading, and if anybody else has got an experience of how the angels come through you, or you've had a miracle, because that's how angels bring them, feel free to give us a jingle. Now, this is called the core of your soul. How can you go through life with a blank stare in your face, emotionless and unreactive? How can you stand by and not be involved? Who and what... Oh, let me just finish this writing and I'll get right to you. Who and what disconnected you to who and what you truly are? Are you angry at this and that and everything in between, and at nothing that becomes blown out of proportion to everything? Why is it about you? How self is? How selfish? What makes you the center control of the universe? Who made you master of others and it took away your heart? Grow your heart back. Stretch the small ember that is left, the ember left after someone once tried to kick out your fire and your love and enthusiasm for life. Blow on the remaining ember. Nurse it carefully. It holds the glow of your soul. Your happiness is hidden in it. So is your true joy and the laughter you have held in from others and yourself. Fan the flame. Burst forth into a new and stronger, more courageous you. Amen. And now, who's our guest today?
Hi, Mary Ellen. It's Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. Maureen's a famous talk show host from Texas. That's so nice you gave us a jingle.
Well, I've been listening, and you're doing a wonderful job. And I think you should have your own regular show.
Oh, yeah. You should do it with me. I'm dangling a little bit here. So.
Well, you know what I wanted to mention? I love the email you sent out today about how to plant an orchard of love.
Oh, thank you.
That is just phenomenal, and I wanted you to just talk about that for a minute because it is just so true. It's like, you know, paying it forward, about reaching out to others, you know, with some kind word or a smile or just something, anything.
Mm-hmm. And I like how it says, lead the parade in your world, rise to the challenge of kindness, watch it spread and grow. And, you know, that's what Oprah is teaching, too. She not only just helps the people in Africa, she's teaching the people all around the world through her shows to, you know, hold your flag up, march forward, do what's right.
Mm-hmm. And I thought about that over this holiday season. We had kind of a lean year, so usually we like to, you know, do something for someone, you know, during the holidays besides just, you know, buying gifts. So. We wanted to take one of those cards, you know, off of the trees like they have in the mall or at Walmart, and you buy a gift for a particular child and then turn it in. Well, my daughter and I were going to do that, but when we finally went back to the store to do it, they were all gone. And I thought, oh, my gosh, we have to do something. And this is like the eve before Christmas Eve. And I just wanted to do something. And so my 18-year-old son never gets involved in stuff like this, and I wanted him to. And so what I decided to do was I took a $20 bill and put it in a Christmas card in an envelope, and I just put Merry Christmas on the outside and the inside. And I said, we're going to go out. You're going to go with me, and we're going to find someone to give this to, thinking that we're going to find, you know, someone, I don't know, maybe in the shopping center, a mother with kids or somebody mm-hmm. who looks buried or somebody. And I thought, we just need to do it, but I didn't know what we were going to find. So we went out, and he says, Mom, we're not going to find anybody here who needs money. These people don't need anything. I said, there's got to be someone. Let's just drive.
Keep your heart open and your eyes open.
Yeah. And it was pouring down rain, and we're driving, and we can't find anybody. And I thought, oh, well, I don't know what. And all of a sudden, my son says, well, look, there's somebody over there. He's out there picking up garbage. What's he doing that for? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I said, wait a minute, let's go over. And here's someone who's working in the pouring down rain with this, like, hooded jacket on, picking up trash all over the parking lot. And I said, let's go. That's it. That's our person. So mm-hmm. we just drove over, and he started to, like, walk away like he thought we were trying to run him
down. Mug him.
And just opened the window and just said, here, Merry Christmas. And it was so neat. It was like I just felt so great. And my son, because I said, see, you did it. You just found someone.
Mm-hmm.
And someday he'll remember that always, and he'll do something for someone, just like what the angels were talking about.
Well, and you taught him to have your heart open, too. Like, he was like a naysayer, like, oh, no, it'll never happen. And
right.
You're like, focus on it happening. Create it
yeah.
to happen. That's the other thing in opening to channels. Do you know how to say her name, Sanaya Roman?
Sanaya? I think. Sanaya Roman. I know who you're talking about. Uh-huh.
Yeah. She talks often, you hear, about how kind people are the ones that make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
They are sincere. People who channel are kind to other people. They are sincere and hardworking. They become enthusiastic when they get involved in projects. They have vivid imaginations and like to daydream or fantasize. They seem to be able to anticipate other people's needs and care about their family and friends. In relationships, they are sometimes unable to distinguish between what is fact and what is fantasy because they so often see people's potential rather than what they are at present.
Mm.
So people believers. And I think when you believe in something, you take it further. It'll be interesting to watch what your son does when, as he matures and has a family of his own, too.
I know. I keep reminding him of that now. I said, you're 18. You need to learn to sing.
Now, how do you hear the angels? Because I know you're very guided, Maureen.
Well, you know, when I do, it just comes all of a sudden like a whoosh, like kind of like, you know, a whoosh of information at once. And it's like, oh, I need to write this down. And it's, you know, and it's like a thought, like an entire thought or an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It will just come like whoosh. But I need to really sit down like you do and like at a particular time every day, because it's like, you know, that somebody wants to come through with information, but I don't, I feel like I don't know how to do it. But I guess you just sit there quietly. Maybe you can help and explain to me and to others how to allow this to come through, you know.
Well, I'm really lazy. And so what I do is when I wake up in the morning, I grab a pen. It's like doing exercises you don't want to do if you do it first thing in the morning.
Right.
And I'm curious to know if it's going to happen. And darn, it's happened 900 times over and over and over.
I know, and they're just phenomenal, each one. They're so wonderful.
Thank you. I've heard you read one of my writings before, and that was that. You have a very nice angel voice. But so in that quiet time, I put on the music, The Fairy Ring, and I... You know, a lot of people surround and protect themselves with divine energy. And I just said to God one day, I don't want to do that. I know that I'm guided. I know that I'm protected. I know that only good will come through. And in opening the channel, they say that if you are fearful, just say to whoever, if you can hear voices, you know, I can't. But if you can, say, are you from the light? And only the good ones can come through. And even, it's odd, Maureen, a lot of people will talk about this angel, that angel, and all their names and the hierarchy. I don't mess with that because I think, you know what, if your heart's pure, if your intention's pure, if you're open, the right one will come to you to work with you, because he's like, hallelujah, that one there is open, you know. So when I put on the music, it seems to get the vibration going already. It seems to speed it up, The Fairy Ring by Mike Rowland, and it's the
mm-hmm.
third section on his one of his very first tapes there.
I did have that CD, yeah.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And then I just hold my pen, and I just take like three or four deep breaths. And I remember once my daughter was like seven or eight. It's just when I learned that she could actually see and hear the angels like Atira. And I said to her, oh, I'm not getting any writings. And she goes, well, Mommy, there's nobody in your bedroom. And then she goes in a little sweet voice, here they come. And instantly, welcome to the light. And then she said she was in the other bedroom, but she's like Atira, and she says, I can see them sitting on the Enjidu bed, and some lied beside you when you write. And it was interesting, because when she said she'd see the ones lying on the bed beside me, the writing would get faster.
Really?
Yeah, they're amazing, aren't they?
Now, Mary Ellen, do you hear, is it like your own voice, or that you're just hearing thoughts, or how does it sound?
Yeah, that's a good description, thank you. It's thoughts. It's like how you hear a thought. You know, it's not out loud. The only time I ever heard a voice out loud was when somebody was attacking me and a male voice said, tell them you'll tell. Once again, very simple. I didn't think it would work. He had to repeat it three times, louder each time, because I wasn't paying attention because I didn't think it would work. When I said, I'll tell, and, you know, he leaped off on me. But it's like thoughts, and it's the same voice as my voice, but it has that gentleness. It has that poeticness. I mean, I'm a multitasking, oftentimes irritable woman who takes nuts momica. But they come through so soft that they soothe you down. Like when you hear the readings, don't you feel it change in your heart center, Maureen?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can tell that it's not me. I can tell this is coming from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different energy, totally different energy.
Mm-hmm. And I love that it's never ending.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't go anywhere. I want to read one more writing. And it starts, the gentle rain falls and nourishes the earth's awaiting soil, giving renewed strength to all living things. It's the cycle of balance of life. What nourishes your soul and gives you strength to grow in character, personality, morals? What do you see? What do you read that makes you stand out from the crowds of people? What do you see, do, or read that allows you to teach the next generation wisdom and give their souls the strength to carry humankind forward after your passing? As the rain falls silently, seeds sprout and take root and then blossom. What nutrients of wisdom are you sharing to open their eyes to the beauties they may become? So So they blossom, and their lives nourish the generation that is fast coming up after them. Your life's work, your life's presence, has the power to affect so many others in such beautiful and positive and long-lasting ways. What you nourish will blossom, and it too will blow its healthy seeds of wisdom and renewed strength around the planet as others before you did for you. Enjoy your journey of life. It can be like a roller coaster with its ups and downs and twists and turns, but there is a time it comes to a stop and all must get off, allowing room and a turn for others. Enjoy your ride. May be filled with laughter.
What gift you have, Mary Ellen? It's like incredible. And when is the book coming out? You must put
it. I don't know. Atira is getting all nudgy. This is Atira, right? I just met her in a room full of a bunch of other psychics. It was called the Showcase. We show up on Thursday nights. And I have, at that time, maybe 300 of these writings. And I thought, well, I'm not really doing my spiritual work. And so I took them and I photocopied a whole bunch. And so I just said, here, take one. And I would go around the room and let everybody pull one. And she pulled one out that had to do with Scarab. And she's very Egyptian-oriented. And she's holding it. And she gets that faraway look. And this is the first time we've really met. And she goes, who are you? And then before I can say anything, you know, she's psychic, she answers. And she goes, you know, Shirley MacLaine reading these? And I said, well, I was sending her one a week because a friend of mine that's a nun had given me her address. And she goes, I see these in a book around the world. And then she goes, but you can't wait, which is the point why I share them on Angel Scribe, because they can't wait. They have to help people now. So she took me the very next day. She came all the way down from Seattle to Tacoma, and I came across from Gig Harbor, which is a trek for both of us. And she took me into Kinko's, and she pulled out a $50 bill, and she said, print them. And I said, well, how many copies? I think I had 30 of the writings that I thought would be the best. And so I said to her, well, how many copies should we make? I'm thinking, 4, 5. She says, 25. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we'll never sell those. And before we left the store, I think we sold 4.
Mm-hmm.
Just passing around the store, the people were in love with them.
Yes. So, well, that's got to come soon. So.
Yeah, so that's what my job is. I'm pulling back from doing a lot of the newspaper stories because that helps the community, but it's not inspirational. It doesn't feed my soul as much. And so I'm going to be working on this, and I'm going to take all the writings, print them out, take them up to Atira, and her angel Dom is going to choose the ones that he feels would resonate.
Wow.
And then he's going to choose the order of them.
Oh, that is so cool. Yes, Mary Ellen, before I know you've run out of time here, I want everybody to know, though, to sign up for your newsletter if they don't get it, because that's just real important.
Oh, thank you.
So wonderful.
It's on angelscribe.com, AngelScribe. And I don't think that link's working. So actually, if they send it to Angel Scribe, and then the mail server is the letter A, and then the gentleman's last name's Weber, Weber.com, it'll automatically sign you up. And to get Atira's newsletter, it's Atira at Aweber.com.
Oh,
and she often shares her wisdom on there. But she was the one who encouraged me. I was just doing the Angels and Miracle stories. She was the one who encouraged go back and start sharing the inspirational writings again.
Mm-hmm.
And my email's gone nuts. Everybody loves them so much.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for having me on. I don't know if you have any other callers waiting.
Well, bless your heart all the way from Texas to give us a jingle.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Doing a wonderful job.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I'm going to hit you. Bye.
Now, so you know how to get a hold of Atira for the readings. She'll be reading again. Her voice is coming back. I think she'll be start reading in about 2 weeks. And you send the fee to her, the $100 fee. And she talks about this fast. And so she gives a lot of information in a 45-minute reading. And her angels set the price of that up. I want to read you another angel writing here. Just because you're special and you deserve it. This one is, and God looks down from the heavens, and what does he or she see but men struggling? Some struggling to control and manipulate and own. And he or she sees those struggling to love, to share love, teach love, and all that encompasses. And God smiles knowing the true spiritual masters are in every corner of the world, speaking in every language, hearing the messages of the truth of the spiritual energies out. Many great masters of their skill rely on their innate wisdom and follow their path. That is why they stand heads and tails above the rest. The same education, the same classes, the same degree, but the inner knowings and how they treat others, and in turn how others treat them, stands out. A gentle man, a kind man, is one of the greatest spiritual masters, as he shows the power of love, compassion, and consideration. And in so sharing, he teaches through his actions and deeds, inspiring others to follow his example. Every day we teach others. Humans are observers. They watch others and emulate what they see and what feels good to them. There are many riches of life and none other more desirable than a peaceful spirit. All the money in the world cannot buy it, all the intentions and wisdom of its owner. And God looks down from the heavens, and the man looks up, and their hearts connect as one. And I have one more for you. Can you hear it? There it is again. Listen, and you will hear the gentle hush of the earth. The rain has stopped, the snow has settled, and the world quietly awaits. The seeds of the future lie dormant in the earth, awaiting nature's word to spring to life. The birds are nestled in their winter homes, and the air is still from their voices. The world awaits its next signal of growth, and all is quiet for now. The same cycles occur in your life, your inner guidance to grow spiritually, to understand more. To run forward on your destined mission, often grow quiet, and you grow frustrated. But know this is natural, just like the seed in the earth awaiting and getting direction for its next move upward, so are you. Let me finish this and I'll say hello to the person. Use this time to read, to educate, to meditate, and grow still, so you have the energy when your spiritual growth spurts happen. There's no roadmap to your spiritual destiny. Follow your heart. Follow the direction it pulls you in. Follow your gut instinct, your inner knowing that prompts you forward. And as a delicate seed becomes a vulnerable sprout, remember you too will gain strength as you hold your roots firm and become a massive oak tree, tall, strong, and assured of all the wisdom you gained as you grew. All from the light. Amen. And do we have one more guest? Well, if not, it's time to say goodbye. Remember to listen to Atira next week. And I'd like to give a very special thank you to the BBS Radio people. It was their dream and their vision that brought this radio station to everybody around the world. And we're all family connected through them. And I'm wishing you a life filled with miracles. And remember, turn right at the rainbow and left at the unicorn. And as Atira's mother always said, as she wrapped her many foster children to a safe, warm bed, maybe you be wrapped in the wings of the angels. Bless your hearts.